to below 50 in the first 7-8 months. This is an all-time low. I'm going to cover that later. Take a few calls here. We're having backup next week so you can talk to him more. For Phil Berg, ObamaCrimes.com. William in Delaware, you're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to thank Phil for taking on the legal aspect of this whole situation. And Alex, I want to thank you and Jason and Luke out there for showing me what a powerful weapon that video camera is. Because without that, there wasn't anybody else down there that day actually recording this stuff. And I stuck 4 or 5 different videos from the footage that I got there that day and put them out there, and that one just took off.
Wait, footage of what? Footage of Phil Berg?
No, I'm the creator of the woman in the red shirt video here in Delaware.
Wow, what a small world. So you're saying you're one of my listeners, you learned from us
I'm an official info warrior, Alex, and I'm proud to be one.
Wow, and now this thing's got millions and millions of views, hundreds of different versions, some of them 700, some of them 500,000 views apiece. Phil, how exciting that the guy that shot the video, hey, what was it like seeing this huge spontaneous awakening where, I mean, you were in that crowd. It looks like from the video that like 80, 90% of the people are yelling, yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
what did you
see? It was about that. And let me stage for this thing. This was a town hall listening tour that was going to be about health care. He put it 3 days after his vote for cap and trade. 80 to 90% of the people that were there because of his vote for that cap and trade bill.
Well, listen, William, I want to say right now, we will put it in the film if you will send us the footage of that lady and make the point, because it'd be higher quality. Can I put you on hold and give you our FedEx number, and will you let us use that in the new Obama film?
Absolutely, and I've got one other thing to plug. After the meeting, I got up one-on-one with Mike Castle, and the audio is not great on it, but it's actually posted as a video response to this first one, and I'm asking him about a forced vaccination bill, whether he would vote for it. He flip-flops on it, and eventually at the end he says, yes, under certain circumstances he would vote to forcibly vaccinate us, and it wouldn't be a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which, frankly, I think is disgusting.
This is incredible. You know what, William? I'm going to put you on hold right now, get your name and number, and I'm going to call you in a little while and give you our FedEx number, but I'd like to have you on for maybe 10, 15 minutes next time. Next week we do 2 hours on this subject, but look, every time I turn around, it is our listeners that are trailblazing on every big issue. William, you warmed my heart. You made my day. God bless you.
Hey, thanks, Alex. And I also want to put a plug out to the Oath Keepers, because I'm constantly pushing those guys for our
we'll do that. We'll do that, but we got to say bye. Look, I'll just have you back on. Get his name and number, John. Phil, I'm going to have you back up next week. My team's coming up this weekend to interview you for the film. But in closing, and I meant to get to other calls, but that caller had, look at what a small world it is that it's one of our listeners that did that.
That's wonderful. Yeah, now the big thing is, if everyone can go to my website and send it to everyone on their address book, ObamaCrimes.com. Listeners, go to it, send it to everyone on your address book, and ask them to send it on and on and on. And if you can make a contribution to us, it's costly. We want to get signboards up that mean something. We want signs going up, Obama, where's your birth certificate? We want to have bumper stickers or metallic things you can put on the side of your car and say, Obama, where's your birth certificate? Not this easy way out saying, where's your birth certificate? And do it. So ObamaCrimes.com is the place to go, everyone.
Absolutely. People should support you. You're doing invaluable work. And I want to have you on next week for an hour or more with the colonel who you're representing and to cover a lot more at ObamaCrimes.com. Mr. Berg, thank you so much for spending time with us. And I'm going to have my producer call you in about 20 minutes to lock down that interview time.
You got it. My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Our website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have another guest coming up, Reverend James Manning. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. And check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money. And if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Listen to his sermons and watch what he has to do. He's very popular. Pastor Reverend James Manning, the chief pastor at Atlaw World Missionary Church. Manning graduated from the College of New Rochelle with a Bachelor of Arts degree, continued to the Union Theological Seminary in the city of New York, where he is awarded Master of Divinity. Manning also holds a Doctor of Philosophy degree from Theology Seminary and unaccredited educational institution. Manning achieved some controversy in 2008 presidential election after he posted several sermons of his that were harshly critical of Democratic candidate Barack Obama on the website YouTube. So that's kind of the view of him from Wikipedia. But you never know about Wikipedia. They got my name spelled wrong, and half the stuff on there is a lie about me. So we have the man himself, who I think is very focused, articulate, and also very angry. In fact, early on, he was really critical of Obama, and I wasn't sure about Obama. You know, I wasn't a big fan of Bush, and a lot of stuff Obama said he wanted to do, I agreed with, but then he's lied about everything, and now his approval rating's gone from 84 in a Rasmussen poll to 49. Nobody's has ever fallen that fast. Now it's coming out that the majority of people think he was really born in Kenya. He's such a liar. Who knows if that's true? We just covered it with Mr. Berg earlier. They won't release the original birth certificate. Anybody who criticizes him gets called a racist. It's creating all this racial division. And this is getting really scary. So I wanted to get the view from a critical black American pastor of Barack Obama on multi fronts. We've had people on, black Americans who like him. We have people like KRS-One, hip hop sensation. Day One said, I see a scam coming a mile, you know, away. And as I said, when Obama first got elected, I said, I feel bad because this, when it turns out that this guy is a fraud, like most politicians, it's going to be turned into a racial issue. So to give us his take on this is a fellow who's ended up being all over Fox, CNN, you name it, quite a big controversy, Dr. James David Manning. Pastor, it's good to have you on here with us, sir.
Well, Alex, it's good to be here as well. I'm really honored to be on your broadcast. I've heard a lot about you, and I've seen what they've done to you on YouTube. I've heard all about it, but I'm glad to be on the broadcast today. Let me also add this. I am traveling, and I'm not in my office, and so I had to stop at a restaurant to make this call, so you may hear some exterior noises.
I totally understand. You're on the road, came on short notice. We'll have you back up from the studio in the near future. You've got the floor, sir.
Well, again, you know, your intro kind of says it all. I was very much aware of Obama from day one, if you will, checking out him as a person, what his spirit was all about. And was able to deal with that. But I first began to try to deal with the African-American or black community, whatever it is that, you know, black folks prefer to be called. After I realized who he was and that the presidential campaign was underway, I tried to say to the black folk, especially since the church that the Lord has let me pastor for the last 27 years is in Harlem, New York. And, of course, black folk had been so enamored with Bill Clinton and had labeled him Toni Morrison and Maya Angelou, had stated that he was the first black president. No black president could ever be better than Bill Clinton. And then, of course, back in 2001, the Black Caucus, Congressional Caucus of the Black of Congress, got together and put together a resolution there in the House determining that Bill Clinton was the first black president. And then I saw them turning from their commitment to the Clintons to Obama. And I am not a Clinton supporter. I was very much against Clinton. The entire 8 years he was in office, people just didn't pick up on me the way they did with Obama. But I was trying to say to the black people there in Harlem and nationwide that it represented a sense of absence of loyalty, the absence of integrity, and it just kind of mushroomed from there as I began to watch the campaign unfold.
Well, atlah.org, A-T-L-A-H.org is the website where folks can actually watch and listen to the unedited sermons. The mainstream media has taken out of context and kind of boiled down and misrepresented some of what you've said. Here in your own words, sir, just got international attention. What is your basic take on Obama, what he's done, where this is going? I found sermons of you 9, 10, 11 months ago saying this is going to end in disaster when the media was acting like Jesus had returned and we were all saved. How did you instinctively or, I guess, spiritually or from research know this was going to end so bad? Because it really is. I'm following the trajectory. He is falling like a shooting star right now.
Well, I was spiritually aware of him, Alex, early on. Biblically, from the time I was a young boy growing up down in North Carolina, hearing the preachers preach about one that was going to come and would purport to solve all the world's problems, and that the world would be so enamored and in love with him that they would indeed worship him, and that he would be extremely charismatic, that he would be, you know, he would be handsome, and the whole world would bow down before him. I heard these sermons preached years ago when I was just a boy. And when Obama came, I realized that he fit the bill of the sermons that had been preached. Years earlier by preachers who had no idea who this person would be, what race they would come from, or even what period in which he would show up.
Now, are you saying he's a prototype, as the Bible says, mini Antichrist spirit, or are you saying he could be the big one?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm saying. And while you're right about his following the trajectory of Obama's rise and fall, he has fallen in points over the last couple of weeks, more specifically. But Alex, I'll say this to you, and be well advised, that the grip that Obama has on the world, the grip that Obama has on the white liberals, if you don't mind.
No, it's true.
The grip that Obama has on the black people will not wane. Now, he has lost some points, to be sure. Media has done just a little bit of a turn on him, not much, not enough to make a real difference. As you know, they worship this man. I mean, they really...
But you're saying he could certainly pull some rabbits out of hats and stage some crises. So where do you see this going with Obama? What's the bottom line?
I see it going into... a revolution or a civil war in America. That's exactly what's on the agenda. And that's the only thing that's going to get our nation back. You are not going to get this nation back from Obama through the vote. I can tell you that now. Through putting in congresspersons, putting in senators, and rearranging the House in 2010, you're not going to take this nation back from Obama. He has deeply implanted inside people in strategic locations, offices, etc., that will make it nigh impossible to take this nation back. It's going to have to be.
Well, that's the thing, is that he is federally seizing giant corporations, having Homeland Security take over all the federal agencies. He's seizing, he really is grabbing control of everything. So even if people wake up, it won't matter. So you're saying he's going to attempt to set up a dictatorship?
The only thing that he has not done yet, he has done, we've seen the seizing of General Motors. He wants health care. Now, if he can get health care, one-sixth of the American economy, and then he controls everybody's lives. Senator Orrin Hatch said the other day in the Senate Finance Committee when they were trying to put together to present to Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy, that's what I call him, that he was so ticked off with what they were strategizing to do there in that Senate Finance Committee, he walked out of there. And what he said, and he did not mince his words, what he said was that they were really trying to propose a plan that would be a government takeover. They're not looking just for health care for the 46 million people that don't have health care. They want, Obama wants a complete government takeover of the entire health care industry. At that point, he says, who lives? Who died.
Well, look at the cap and trade, where the feds can take over any business or even private home. That's in the bill. And then Obama lies and says it isn't in there. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, if you give him cap and trade, where he controls the energy, he can control any business, walk into any business, shut it down at any time he wants, or funnel billions of federal dollars into any business he wants to funnel it into, how are you going to get him out by voting? You can't do that. I mean, he'll control everything. The only thing he hasn't started doing yet, which I suspect will happen in not too many days or months, will be the beginning of the arresting of people or people being pursued by IRS investigations. That's next on the horizon.
Well, Pastor, actually, during the campaign, you probably know in Missouri and other states, they would go on the news and say, if you lie about him and we're going to decide, no judge or jury, the police are going to arrest you. And now they're trying to pass the hate crimes law where they arrest you for your speech.
Yes, absolutely. That's next. That's the thing. One of the things I'm concerned about, you know, as I preach and speak, I mean, I'm a prime candidate to be hauled off to jail. I mean, to kick my door in the middle of the night and take me off to jail and nobody know where I'm at. You know, that's coming. Listen, we cannot, anybody who thinks, if you're an American, you've been around American politics any length of time, if you think that this nation is not headed for a confrontation revolution, if you think that this nation can be taken back from Obama with just voting him out, you got another thing coming. I can't imagine where you've been. This has got to go to the American people rising up and saying, we're not taking this yet. We're going to take our nation back.
All right. Pastor Manning, stay there. We've got a final segment with you, how you see this revolution unfolding. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. We'll have Dr. Reverend James Manning up for a full hour in the near future. He's on the road today. Sir, you got the floor the last 5 minutes of this segment, quick segment. We were talking intensely during the break about how he came from nowhere, all those points you made, now his actions, now the police state, and what you see happening in America. Go ahead.
Obama's rise to power has never had a person. No one has ever in the history of this nation risen as quickly as Obama and has become the most powerful man in the world, and we don't even know where he was born. We don't know where he was born. We don't know who his father is. We really don't know. Now, we've gotten reports, but this man at present is the most powerful man on this planet. And right now, I've stated some time ago that Hitler's power was nothing compared to Obama's power, because Germany was not as a powerful nation during the time of the social democratic status of Germany and Hitler. America is a mega nation, and Obama has all this. If Hitler had all this power, my God, the Earth would be gone by now.
10,000 nukes, yeah. Obama's got 10,000 nukes.
There is nobody, there has never been a situation such as this. His birth certificate, his whether he's a U.S. citizen or not, everybody knows that he isn't. Everybody knows that he isn't. That's another thing we'll have to talk about at another
point. So are you saying early on in your spirit, because I know you did videos when he wasn't even, you were saying you were worried about him day one. Was that in your gut?
Absolutely. From that point on.
Okay, what do you see happening in the future dealing with martial law and revolution?
I want to say to your audience, Alex, I am not an alarmist. I am not some person. I'm not Chicken Little. The sky is falling. I pray that people don't perceive me that way. I've been a pastor for 27 years. I've served the Harlem community with the earnestness of my love and my love for Jesus and preaching the gospel. But martial law, the arresting of people, the reason why all of these things are going to happen is many Americans across America are beginning to realize that we are facing, or we have at present, the most diabolical person sitting in the Oval Office. There are people in this nation who are going to rise up, and they're forming right now in small groups all over America. They're listening and they're watching, and at some point you're going to see an uprising. In order to stop this, Obama will begin to arrest people. And under martial law, an event such as 9/11 or some other event here in America can give Obama sweeping powers to shut down the Constitution, to shut down all agencies, and arrest or imprison anybody he wants.
Are you saying he may stage something?
I'm saying it's possible if he feels that the matter of the American people is strong enough in resentment to begin to destroy him, to pull him down. I think that he will. And the other thing that we need to know, that I have not said this, I'm saying this for the very first time on your broadcast. I don't mean to be self-promoting anything. I'm just, as God gives it to me, I want to say it, is that we have not, Alex, we have not really began to fathom how diabolical this man is, that if he sees himself going down, that he'll take the world down with him. Listen, we're looking at a narcissistic, we're looking at a man who is so, I suppose, hung up on himself, so diabolical, that he would not hesitate to stage an event in order that he might be able to create martial law. But on the other hand, if he saw himself being defeated in a bunker mentality, there is no telling what he'll do to destroy this nation. That is to say, to create a major world crisis, and he would go out in flames, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, I know that sounds a bit...
No, I understand, sir, and it looks like they're setting that up with the economic crisis, the staged flu. All of this stuff is really concerning me, and it does look like revolution's in the air to all this, and it seems like they want people to rebel. It seems like they want... I mean, they're clearly going for broke right now.
The thing that Obama, though, in his brilliance, realizes, but because he is maniacal and diabolical and insidious, is that he cannot deal with it. But the truth of the matter is America is a great nation. It's a nation that God Almighty has blessed, and Americans are going to stand up again and put their lives on the line. And he, in order for him to deal with that, is going to result to the things that we're discussing at present. But what I want to say in that statement is that this is a strong nation, and it's going to rise up against Obama.
All right. Well, God bless you, Dr. James Manning. Atlah.org, ATLAH.org, or just Google James David Manning, and you will find it. We'll talk to you for a full hour when you get back off the road, back to Harlem. God bless you, sir, and it was good speaking with you.
God bless you. I was honored to be on your show. Thank you so very much for having me.
Honored to have you. I just am attracted to the pastor's spirit. I just, good guy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
You know, I asked Willie Nelson, what's your favorite song you've ever sung? And he said, this one right here. And this is my favorite.
But I am still alive.
Good stuff.
I was a sailor.
What's funny, Hartman?
I was born upon the tide.
No, it's like Jokerville in there. Because Jaron Nyhart's also a comedian. It's his night job. So there's like an endless comedian thing with a glass. That's Chris Christopherson coming up to Waylon Jennings. That part's really good. Crank up Waylon Jennings. And then we'll go ahead and let you hear Mr. Cash. Then I'm going to your phone calls and a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
I was a dam builder. I was a dam builder. Across a river deep and wide. Where steel and water did collide.
A place called Boulder.
A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
That's where Jaron's going, the wet concrete below.
They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around.
Here's Johnny Cash from the grave. Live forever. Bless Johnny Cash. I like those bumper stickers. I'm bless John Wayne.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Good stuff.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Let's go to your calls, and then I'm going to blitz news at the very end. Ron in Arizona, you are on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Two quick points. First, I'd like to say that Pastor Manning is correct that Barry Sotero is a type of the Antichrist, but he cannot be the Antichrist because he's way too old. When the Antichrist rises to power, he'll be in his 30s. He'll come out of Iraq. He'll be the ruler of Iraq. And the Antichrist will not rise to power for at least another 20 years. So that,
well, look, that stuff can be debated. It's a secular show. Manning's just been all over CNN, Fox, you name it. And then when we talked to him, it turned out their ministry's fans of the show. And so I just wanted, as a prominent black preacher who's not worshiping Barack Obama, to get his perspective on Barack Obama. But you have a good point there, Ron. Anything else?
I recently wrote a book explaining this and the New World Order and all that. But the second thing is, I think when you talk about Barry Sotero and his birth certificate, where he was born, if you could bring up the fact that it doesn't matter because he is not the president of the United States of America. In 1861, when the Southern congressmen and senators walked out, the union was dissolved.
No, but sir, I understand all. Listen, I appreciate your call, but filing straw men and saying that it's a corrupt republic and that the District of Columbia, all of that is based in reality, but the system just ignores it. You know, you can say that the federal government was a tyranny since the Civil War, but it's here with us now. So we got to try to audit the Fed. We don't just have a problem with the federal government. The federal government's got global bankers sitting on top of it. Then here's the federal government, the state governments, and us. We got to get the bankers off the top of the pyramid first before we cut the federal government down to size. Up there pulling the levers and flipping the dials and running the system, the technocracy, is offshore banking cartels. We've got a corporate takeover. And so we got to get the bankers out of here first. Then we can debate all this other stuff. But I hear you, Ron. Good points there. Daniel in Oklahoma. Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Kind of a request because I've been hearing a lot, doing a lot of research on the legitimacy of his presidency, Obama's. And I've actually heard on more than one case that they removed a video from YouTube and all the internet of Barack Obama actually admitting that he wasn't eligible to be the president of the United States. And this was when Alan Keyes, when he was doing his campaign for running for the Senate, he actually, Alan Keyes confronted him backstage and said, "Hey, what are you doing this for? You're not eligible." And he said, "Well, what does it matter? I'm not running for the president of the United States."
Well, you know, there's one big problem with that rumor, and I've heard it, and I appreciate your call, Daniel. But it's okay to bring the point up. I mean, it's a good question to ask. Alan Keyes would be running around talking about this. Alan Keyes hates Barack Obama. Ambassador Alan Keyes. So there's your issue right there. I mean, I always hear about, I get calls every week on and off air about, my cousin knows a guy who works at a repair shop who saw a checkpoint where a truck dumped over full of martial law signs. I've been hearing that for 14 years. But I've got mainstream news, martial law preparations, foreign troops training for gun confiscations and take on the American people, FEMA press releases, NLE09, we're going to be covering all week, and I can't get people to pay attention to it. The so-called swine flu is clearly manufactured. Baxter and others put in patents for it a year before it popped up. They're building mass graves, getting ready for martial law. I gave you secret documents before it was mainstream news. Now it's mainstream news. Still no, I mean, it's still not that big of an issue. And All I'm saying is Obama could clear all this up by releasing his birth certificate. And don't give me he has. No, he hasn't. He hasn't released. He's released a certificate. And now they've waited so long they could fake one. I mean, they really, why did he post his birth certificate before anybody was asking the question? Or his certificate of birth certificate? Certificate of live birth. Oh, God. Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was broadcasting, I was on the air last night talking about NLE 09, warning people about the, the foreign troops coming over here. And I had a listener come in the chat room, posted a link to the FEMA website, and said, where does it say anything about foreign troops? And I said, it's right there in paragraph 3. So I went back to the FEMA site, and it was gone. At the bottom of the site, it says last edited on July 24th.
Well, let's check into this. The top link when you put in National Level Exercise 2009 is a FEMA link. And I printed this again last night, and the guys printed some more on this today, National Level Exercise 2009, and it says that they're working with federal agencies, state, tribal, and the United States welcomes the participation of Australia, Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and NLE 09. Then you get into the exercise, which is for counterintelligence, spying on us, foreign governments helping, and practicing, quote, taking on terrorists in the United States. And then here is the press release from FEMA. FEMA, Israeli Defense Forces, home front command partner for martial law. And when you go read this, and it's also in newspapers, they say the Israelis, because they know how to lock down a city, set up checkpoints, they're training all the major police departments on how to set up checkpoints and basically turn us into Gaza. And whether you love Israel or hate Israel, I sure don't want America to be like Israel, a total police state. There's the FEMA official document. Guys, pull up FEMA. Just put into Google on screen right now for everybody. National Level Exercise 2009. Oh, there it is. It still says, there it is on screen right here. Post that on screen for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. For folks on the radio, just Google National Level Exercise NLE 09. The first link's FEMA press release that was put out a few months ago. And third paragraph says foreign troops right there. Sir, I don't know what FEMA sheet you're looking at.
Well, no, I'm looking at the same one you are. The last sentence was missing last night. It's back now. I'm looking at it right now. It's there. But if you also look at the bottom of the site, you see where they've been editing the site also. That page.
Yes, last modified, Friday, July 24th. So you're right. Yeah, they've been in there changing things.
They've been changing things. So that last sentence was not there last night. It is back today, which makes me believe that
absolutely
you're getting the word out, and mainstream may be picking up on the foreign troops, so they had to put it back.
Well, I mean, I remember 2 months ago they had drills in Tucson and Phoenix with Israeli, German, French, Dutch, Australian, British, and a bunch of other, and it said in fighting terrorists, and The local news said, practicing to fight American militias, and I've got Army reports all over the country. In fact, I showed one in the first hour today. I'll dig it out in a minute. This is all going on, and the public's in denial. Folks, we're not making this up. I appreciate your call, sir. In fact, guys, pull up the Kurt Nemo story. FEMA, Israeli Defense Forces, home front command partner. FEMA, Israeli Defense Forces, home front command partner for martial law. Because I want to put this on screen, not just Kurt Nemo's article. The whole article is hyperlinks to the Department of Homeland Security and to a FEMA press release. See right here? Zoom in. See, people say, oh, that's just InfoWars or Prison Planet. We are 100 times better than the mainstream media. We link to everything we show. People ask, well, where do you get your info? FEMA.gov. Homeland Security. I mean, look, right there. Israeli troops. That's the press release link. In fact, go ahead and put the actual website up on screen. And on video, for everybody watching and listening, click on press release. See the first link? And there is the press release. FEMA Administrator Fugate meets top Israeli officials to discuss emergency management issues. And you read the article, it says they're involved in these drills. Then we Googled that and found it was in Arizona. I go on air, read mainstream articles, but Arizona's saying how great it is to have foreign troops there and how great it is to have them trained to take on terrorists. And then, look, I got hundreds of these. I can't keep track of it. Here's News Tribune. Guard units trained for attacks. Camp Crowder, Missouri. And it says they practice repulsing an attack on the base by militias and on Army checkpoints searching citizens. And they had Army out on highways at mock checkpoints, which always go live. I videotaped this. I've been there before. And others have sent us the video. And it's got the militias practicing attacking the troops. It says militias. I mean, you can go read this for yourself. They are practicing. I mean, Google Pentagon prepares to deploy in the U.S. or Brigade Homeland Tour. Google that. And you'll be on Army Times saying they're preparing to put regular Army 2 months ago. Tennessee. I had the state rep on. The Army was out randomly running checkpoints in a four-state area. Tennessee was the only state to say no. And they told the governor, we're going to do it anyways. This was in the news. This is happening. And they just acclimate and acclimate and acclimate and acclimate and acclimate. And then we say something and they make fun of us. You know, I watched Real Time with Bill Maher this weekend. I haven't watched it in months. And it was all lies. Just making fun of anybody that talks about this. And if you don't like Obama, you're a racist. I get these hundreds of emails a week saying, you're a racist, you're a racist. Folks, I'm not the one setting up abortuaries in black neighborhoods. I'm not the one grabbing black foster kids to test chemical and biologicals on them and radiologicals. And if your black leaders weren't paid off, they'd be fighting it. But it's not blacks telling me I'm racist. It's stupid yuppies. It's white people. It's a religion. You know, by saying you're a racist if you fight Obama, they can then push his whole agenda through. You don't want a carbon tax? You're racist. You don't want open borders? You're racist. You don't want to lose your job? You're racist. You don't want the government control and fining you thousands of dollars a year if you don't have government health care? I mean, you're a racist. No. No. This is tribalism. They are playing us all off against each other. You know, tomorrow I'll get more into the whole flu thing. I prepared a huge folder on all this. You know, here is Public Safety Canada Media Relations with the phone number with Canada saying they're taking part in the drill. And I've got news articles from 2002 where they signed deals with Canadian and Mexican military to, quote, use Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S., for martial law to, quote, take on American terrorists and for insurrection. This is a fact. So, see, they deny it, deny it, deny it. But if you go to the training and you go read the FEMA press releases that I just put on screen, they say it's to take on American terrorists. Foreign troops. I've had Colonel Craig Roberts on, whose nephew went through West Point. And they had Wesley Clark and people in there giving them speeches saying, get ready to work with foreign troops to suppress American insurrection. They are going to use foreign troops. As crazy as that is, it's real, folks. This is really going on. I can show you the video out of the different television stations in Florida when they landed troops from more than 12 nations from Latin America to, quote, take on American terrorists. In fact, Google Latin American troops land in Florida. We can show them the video right now during the break for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's wallowing in evidence. I have the Army following and watching me. It's in mainstream news they're doing it. Months after I tell you because the Army leaks me a secret document because they don't like it. Folks, we're far down the rat hole when the Army is following me around. That they might be following me home today. I'll be like, oh, there they are behind me, and I can take 10 turns, and they're following me, and they'll smile at me and laugh at me. It's all real funny. It's not funny. You guys are traitors. This isn't, you know, they've been over in Baghdad shooting people and torturing people and doing their crap, and now they're here. And in fact, Hooge gave me an article earlier that we're going to have some guests on. Lethal warriors bring combat hostility home. One unit where 10 of them committed murders. Units where 3 or 4 separately go out and rob banks. They're just going crazy. But see, most of them aren't going to have to rob banks because they're used to killing and stealing and breaking down doors. And this screws people up, folks, especially when you do 2 or 3 tours. It screws up about half the people that do 1 tour. Now they're all warped. They're all going to be cops. They got these kind of guys following me around, following Ron Paul around. Baltimore Sun reported on that. I mean, this is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of the troops are good, patriotic people, and they know what's going on. But, I mean, it is a total martial law grid, and it is expanding its net right now, and the enemy's building up, it looks like, to move against us. So just get ready. Hold on.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I hurt myself today
to see if I still
to
feel.
To see if I still feel.
I focus
on the.
You know, we'll be back tomorrow. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to jam in a few final calls here. Who's up next? Here, John. I got my call list mixed up. Mike, Virginia. We'll probably get to Mike in Virginia and Mike in California. Dwayne and Jim and others we may not get to, but we'll see. I did want to just in closing thank this hour's sponsors. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can happen during these troubled times, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. the control freak globalist coming in with their carbon taxes. It's just good to start getting off the grid. And a great little unit that will power quite a bit in your house. You can get a bunch of the units and run your whole house. MySolarBackup.com. It consists of the power source 1,800-watt generator and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. It's MySolarBackup.com. It's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And in closing, a Cola Blue, the atmospheric water generator, what I use in my home, what we use in the office. They've got a new unit out. They're special, 20% off, ends today. So I'd call today, 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043. It grabs the water out of the air and then sends it through seven different filters, including reverse osmosis and a carbon filter. ColaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. And one plug of the day, all my books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com and the online video bookstore that funds our operation, but that's secondary. Number one, these are great tools to wake people up, and folks are ready to be woken up now. Let's take two final calls. Mike in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling because I found some images on the dollar bill that Jordan Maxwell or anybody hasn't found today that I know of. I'll try to make this quick because I know you're trying to take other calls. All right, what you need to do is get about $5 to $10 $1 bills. The area you're looking for is the white and black dots behind George Washington's head. You usually turn the dollar bill on its side or upside down, still looking at the front, of course. I found skulls, occult images, just all kinds of stuff. No, I don't think anybody's seen that.
Well, there's all sorts of secret stuff on the dollar bill. I don't have a dollar bill. All I have is a 20 and a 10 and a 5. But it's just filled with occultic stuff, and they admit it is. So why don't you scan in that little image, and just that little part of it, and then point it out, write a blurb, and send it to writers@infowars.com. We're getting a lot of listener-submitted ideas and stuff, and a lot of it's great. We're posting most of it. If not, post anything you want in the Prison Planet Forum, unless it's calling for violence. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
First, I want to thank you for, you know, everything that you're doing. You actually made me feel sane again, because for a long time, you know, I had a lot of people saying, hey, you know, you're crazy for all these things you're thinking. I'm 31 years old. I started doing this when I was 18 years old. And I got into studying, you know, Babylon and unlocking Babylon. You know, it got me into the whole monarchy and I started seeing what the system was really about. And I actually read a book by Alexander Hislop called The True Babylon, and it woke me up to the whole thing, and actually seeing, you know, the whole system that our government is. It's almost a mirror image of it. Hello?
Well, these are Babylonian mystery school systems of psychology and government and controlling populations. And if you know that science, then you have a monopoly over everything else and rule. But somehow they convince the population not to even look into the sciences of control. It's our job to just get people to wake up and look around them. Thank you. Big show today. Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.